Wisconsin has paid more than $700,000 to hunters for dogs that were killed by wolves since 1985, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
If a hunter believes their dog has been injured or killed by a wolf, the case is investigated by the USDA Wildlife Service. The DNR policy does not compensate hunters if their dogs are killed by other wildlife, only wolves.
State Senator Fred Risser has introduced a proposal to end the compensation program. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 26th Senate District, which includes the city of Madison and Shorewood Hills. Senator Risser, welcome back to Central Time.
Welcome. Thanks for having me on your program.
So why do you want to end the process of paying hunters for dogs killed by wolves?
That's a good question. I just don't think society should be responsible for compensating owners of hunting dogs that are injured or killed by wolves. You know, if a hunter wants to protect his dogs against such cost, he could take out insurance.
And so why was that this original policy put into place? You've been in the legislature for a while. What was the thought process behind it?
Well, I wasn't part of the thought process, so I really don't know, except that the legislature is controlled by gun interests, and I suppose that those people just decided that was another idea. I just don't think that, as I say, society should be responsible for this, and that insurance is a good way of handling it if someone is worried about it.
Now, this isn't the first time you've introduced a bill like this. Do you think this year could be any different?
Well, it's kind of late in the session, and quite honestly, it doesn't look like it's moving very fast. But I've gotten a number of co-sponsors to the bill, and maybe next time around we'll be able to get over the hump.
And who are some of the people who have signed on to this with you?
Well, a number of people in both the Senate and the Assembly have. The bill is still in circulation, so there still may be more that they will sign. I think I have about 7 signatures so far.
And Senator Risser, you represent, kind of the Madison area in the state Senate. I don't have wolf numbers in front of me for this area, but it seems as though this could be something that would be a bigger issue in the northern part of the state, more rural parts of the area. Do you think that some constituents in the rest of the part of the state might think that this is state versus Madison a little bit?
No, I think it's a question of what is society's responsibility? And is society responsible for compensating owners of hunting dogs that are injured or killed by wolves? I don't think they are. I don't know why the taxpayers should pick that up. As I say, we have insurance that can protect the person if they want to protect their hunting dogs in this way. I guess it's a philosophical belief as how far should society go, and are we responsible for those injuries?
And have you heard from any of your constituents that say, hey, we don't want this to be part of state policy anymore?
Most of my constituents like the idea that I have introduced. And so, quite honestly, information and literature I've gotten from constituents are supportive of what I'm doing.
I want to, we're talking to State Senator Fred Risser right now. He's introduced a proposal that would end a state, a policy that would reimburse hunters whose dogs are killed by wolves and wolves only. And I want to go to a caller really quickly. We have Richard in Ettrick. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm well. What'd you have to say?
I guess I'm against the senator's policy that he's introducing. I'm not, I don't have hunting dogs in the north, but I'm a rancher and I have cattle and things, and it's kind of the same deal. There's no other recourse for a person, you know, that loses an animal due to wolf depredation because you can't shoot the wolf and the state can't do anything with it. So the only recourse is to put in for a claim. But I guess if they would say, hey, I can't shoot a wolf that's attacking my cattle, I guess, you know, we go back to the old adage, shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Richard, thank you so much for that call. So Richard, who is a rancher, is hitting on another part of this, which has been part of the debate for a while, which is what do people livestock do in this situation?
Let me emphasize, this bill does not eliminate payments to people whose pets or livestock have been killed or injured by wolves. Your rancher friend is covered, and this bill does not in any way take compensation away from, as they say, livestock or pets that are killed by wolves. This is applies only to those people who put their dogs in harm's way and send them into the wilds to compensate them for being killed by wolves. I just don't think that the taxpayers need to go that far. I'm in no way trying to limit compensation to livestock or things of that type.
And so do you think that there might be a little bit of, not misinformation, but not full understanding of the proposal that you have, that you've been introducing in the legislature?
I suspect if someone does not read the content of the bill or know what it is, they're fearful that I'm taking all compensation away. That is not true. In fact, I'm taking a very limited amount of compensation away. I'm just affecting those people who put their hunting dogs in harm's way voluntarily. I don't in any way want to cut the compensation for those people who are have their livestock injured by wolves, and this bill does not affect that at all.
This is an issue that people have extremely strong opinions about throughout the state. Is there any concern that if we ended this compensation, would it potentially hurt support for wolf conservation?
Well, the DNR determines whether or not the wolves should be listed as endangered species. And I suspect if they were taken off the endangered species list, that the situation would be different. But currently, they're listed federally as endangered species. And as long as they're endangered species, I think they should be treated a little differently than if they were causing problems.
In 2017, Wisconsin paid close to $100,000 to hunters whose dogs were killed by wolves. It's a record compared to previous years. You know, is there any explanation as to why there was an uptick?
You know, this is one of the things that bothers me. The amount of compensation has doubled, more than doubled in just 1 year. Now, there must be some reason for that, and I don't know what it is. But if it can double in 1 year, maybe it'll double again the next year, and I don't know what the reason is. But again, is it the taxpayer's responsibility to take over this task? We taxpayers take over a number of tasks. Maybe philosophically it is, but in my opinion, it is not.
I want to go to one more caller really quickly. We have Dan in Appleton. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. What did you have to say on this?
I guess I really had to say hats off. My understanding is the speaker is a Democrat. This is generally more of a libertarian sort of position. And so I guess this kind of warms my heart to see somebody saying, you know what, why should the taxpayer fund somebody else's hobby when they have absolutely no skin in the game of hunting? You know, again, that would be like somebody saying, you know, if I go skiing, somebody should be responsible for fixing any broken skis, legs, etc.
All right, Dan, thank you so much for that call. In about the minute that we have left, Senator Risser, what do you say about it does echo some stuff that you've said throughout the interview.
Yeah, the caller expresses himself very well, and I appreciate the call. And that's my opinion. I just think that there's a limit to what the taxpayers should take over. And in this case, individuals are voluntarily putting their hunting dogs in harm's way. And I just don't think that the taxpayers, in that case, should take over the responsibility of what happens.
Senator Risser, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Risser is a Democratic state senator from the Madison area. He joined us to talk about a proposed measure that would end payments to hunters for dogs killed by wolves. Really quickly want to remind them that in the bill, it doesn't apply to cattle, so it's just dogs and wolves.